the best gift you received at Christmas 2 years ago? Who can tell me the best gift you received at Christmas 2 years ago? Hands, anyone? Vicky? What's that? Your son-in-law brought your grandchildren over. From Seattle. Even better. Sharon?
Same thing.
Not from Seattle. But still far away. 2 years ago. What? Two tanks that shot fireworks or something, probably, right? No. Shot lasers, even better. Even better than fireworks. Hey. What's that?
A Wii.
That was 2 years ago, huh? Okay. Best Christmas gift 2 years ago? Don't.
Clothes. I always get clothes.
Always clothes, right? Which clothes 2 years ago?
Don't know.
Best Christmas gift 1 year ago? Christmas 2009. Joe?
Night vision binocular.
Night vision binoculars. Chris?
Having my wife with me.
Having your wife with you. I'm into that. Julia?
Getting a digital camera.
Getting a digital camera.
Getting an iPod.
Getting an iPod. Cheyenne.
It wasn't Christmas, but it was in June. It was Children's Day, and she gave me a necklace, like a black necklace, and then I had a silver heart, and you put pictures in it.
Okay.
Lost it.
And that was a year ago.
Probably two, but. Yeah.
Okay. Which side?
Having
family over. Good one.
Mini bike.
Mini bike. I remember the mini bike. All right. Best Ann.
I have to rewind 2 years ago. I think it was Disney Channel at Christmas. That's very fun.
Governing Christmas. All right. Best Christmas gift this year. Being with family. Dawn.
Surprise
Samantha coming home.
Yeah.
Cool.
DS.
All right. Video game system, for those of you outside of the know. Julia?
Getting a Wii.
Yeah. Yours wasn't 2 years ago. It was this year. Yeah. Joe?
Metal detector.
Imagine all the things you could find in your camp, huh?
Yes.
Just going around with a metal detector. Eating Richard Mance. Wow. Other best gifts this year. Sharon? A new granddaughter. John?
A hamster.
A hamster? You got a hamster? Sean got a hamster. All right. So was that the best gift to give? No, as a parent? Where's your hamster? Could he tell what it is before he unwrapped it?
No, he didn't even know where it was. He walked around, didn't even see it, noticed it.
Didn't even see the hamster. Best place to hide it is in plain sight. Awesome. So, I wanted to ask that. Do you know that it's harder to remember what you got 2 years ago, Christmas? We probably got similar things if I asked 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, a little less than 10 years ago, 20 years ago, what we got for Christmas. I was trying myself to think about the things I got for Christmas years ago. And you know what? When I asked myself the question, what's my favorite thing I ever got for Christmas ever? I'm still stuck on this year. Like, nothing, like, just jumps out at me from many past years. Although I know I was one of those kids who came down early in the morning in my pajamas to be the first one at the tree, so that as soon as my parents came down, I could say, can we open presents now? I was excited. And yet, when I look back on it, I don't remember the vast majority of the gifts. I remember some birthday cakes more than I remember those Christmas gifts that I woke up early for. So, I just want to take a moment because the Isaiah reading talks about the gift of salvation that is given to the people of Israel. And we noted something as some colleagues and I were reading this over last week, reading this text over. It stops at, I believe, verse 9. And it stops at verse 9 because verse 10 begins with the word but. And around Christmas season, they always like to stop before you get to the but. It says how faithful the Lord's been in offering salvation to the people of God, but... And then it begins to talk about how the people of God turn away from God in spite of the gift they have been given, the salvation they have been given. And it occurred to me that, yes, I receive all these wonderful gifts every Christmas that I'm excited about in a moment, but give it a year, 2 years. Hayden, for you, it may take 5 or 7 years. It drifts back into the nowhere of memory. Can't remember what the clothes were we got last year. We know we got them. And some of this makes me kind of sad. But then I realize, well, you know what? Like I've been really realizing about my life a lot recently, it's all so much stuff. The things that I'm beginning to remember more and more about every Christmas is the persons, the people. That's what folks say here about the best gift of Christmas is folks coming home we did not expect. And of course, the person of Jesus Christ, who is there every Christmas for us, no matter what. And who I hope we can receive as the best gift every Christmas. So if someone ever asks us, what's the best gift you ever received for Christmas? Sometime in the future, maybe at a party, maybe next Christmas, you're at a Christmas party and someone starts the game teaser or whatever, what's the best thing you've ever received at Christmas? Maybe instead of trying to dredge our minds for the clothes we received or the toys we got, or gosh, what did I struggle to unwrap 2 Christmases ago? Maybe the first answer that would jump to our minds is the Lord Jesus Christ. And then all the blessings that flow from Him, the blessings of persons, the blessings of health, the blessings of life. Maybe that ought to be our response. And then maybe it will not be so hard to come up with the best Christmas gift we've ever received. I figured in that respect, we are all children this morning, so thank you all for coming forward. And let me say a prayer for us before I send you back to your seats. Lord, we thank you for Christmas. We thank you for the greatest gift of all, salvation that is ours in Jesus Christ. Call this to mind for us every year. Heck, call it to mind for us every week, every day of the year, so that every week may be Christmas again for us, and so that we may give you due honor and glory for that greatest of all gifts. Make it so for us. In His name. Amen.